the Beach Lady, sacred protector. The Beach Lady was a woman full of emotional and spiritual power. She understood and knew that we cannot harm any part of our sacred earth without also harming ourselves. She was a goddess of all living beings. She worshipped the sun, moon, and ocean. She called for the protection of all plant and animal life, and she was an activist for the rights of all marginalized communities. The Beach Lady was a doula to the sea turtle, the migrating whales, the cocoon butterflies, the plant seedlings, doing all that she could to make sure their nurturing and preservation were protected. She was passionately protective of American beach. Indeed, she was guardian of the land, ocean, and plant life, and all of its living creatures. Marvin practiced extraordinary meditation and holistic healing. She never gave birth to any children. However, spiritually, she gave birth to a daughter, Carol J. Alexander. Their divine relationship developed a family bond which Marvin gave to and from which she received love, wisdom, and passion. As a birth doula, she opened the earth gates for Carol's sons, caring for and protecting them through life's journeys. Carol's sons, Garrett, Jabron, and Akeem, affectionately called her Mama Marv. They spent their childhood walking with the sun-bronzed elder, learning about Black history, or sitting on the beach at her perpetually sandy feet, learning about the ecosystem, turtles, whales, and butterflies. She taught and guided them with her humor, creativity, storytelling, gaming, songs, and license to be free. The Beach Lady remains in the minds and in the hearts of countless people across the United States and around the world who are grateful for the way she used her brilliance, talents, political savviness, and yes, her eccentricities in the interests of the environment and to protect and save historic American beach.